And good morning. It is Monday. It's the 21st day of December, which is a special day. It's the first day of winter. Vern, you thought I was going to go a different direction there, didn't you?
Every Monday is a special day, Dave. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's right, because we get a hang together, don't we? This time via Zoom. The GMCF Community Hour is brought to you by the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation and heard Mondays here on News Radio KMAN. And we got quite a lineup today. Special guests are going to be recognizing a very special man who is celebrating birthday number 98 today, and that is Lee Clyde Jones. And so that's going to take up a bunch of the hour, but we also are going to be finding out about something new that's happening, something neat that's happening out of Metal Arc Hills. And Vern, let's kind of just get a preview of a lot of things here today on the GMCF Community Hour.
Yes, we're excited to announce the immediate launch of the Metal Arc Clean Air Campaign. And we've got Becky Fitzgerald with us this morning that can fill us in on a little bit more of the details. But essentially, we have some donors that have stepped up in the community to help make sure Metal Arc has clean air systems for its residents so that they can be safe through the holidays and beyond. And Becky, I'm going to let you jump in real quick and we can get into some of the financial details. Tell us about the clean air effort.
Sure, happy to. Yes, during this whole pandemic time, I worked from home a lot. And many of our staff members who weren't essential workers on our campus worked from home. But part of my role in working from home was just touching base with people, making calls, reaching out, seeing how people were doing, how people were managing. And I had a great conversation this summer with Sherry Butler. And she was concerned about Metal Arc and said, please let me know if there's anything I can do. And I'm particularly interested. There might be some technology to help with the air there, an air purification system. And so that conversation launched literally months of research. I took Sherry's idea to our key people, staff who knew about this sort of thing. And we researched three different systems and worked with engineers of various companies. And they looked at Metal Arc and our environment. And long story short, our best option is a dihydrogen peroxide system that is made by a company out of Lenexa called Synexis. And we are back to the Butler family with this idea, and they were very excited to help us be able to implement this on our campus.
This has been a grasp right now because basically this system is going to be about a $250,000 outlay, you know, in rough numbers. There has been a $50,000 donation immediately. The Butler Community Foundation and the Howe Family Foundation have combined to pledge $50,000 and offer a challenge to the community of Manhattan to raise the final $100,000. And so we are today launching the Metal Arc Clean Air Campaign to try to raise $100,000 before January 1st ends. So let your friends and family and anybody else you have in your contact list know about it, because we want to get this thing completed in the next 40 days.
Yeah, we had a generous couple at Metal Arc, Dwayne and Pat Hicks, who also about this same time said, let us know what we can do to help. Reached back out to them when Metal Arc sort of had our ducks in a row, knowing which system that we like, and they very generously have already donated just slightly more than $50,000. So that gave us the capital to engage an electrician that will help us put in the system, and we needed just the outlets to accept and manage these units, these spheres that just plug into our regular outlet, and then we can place in the initial order. We need 132 of these to cover the community at Metal Arc, and This will allow us to place that initial order and we have those by in place by the first of the year.
And Vern, you know, you talk, we've talked on the about end of year giving, and obviously a lot of folks that are looking at making some decisions here with, what, 10 days left in the year. And this sounds like a nice opportunity to help out to something that could be a wonderful new thing for the residents of Clark.
Absolutely. And Becky mentioned that there's 132 systems required for us to cover the campus at Middle Ark, and essentially roughly $1,500 per system with some math in there. And so individuals, if they want to take care of a system for a certain area, I mean, talk about a nice, generous Christmas gift for the community. And so we've set up the fund in the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation so people can give directly to that. Today, there'll be a social media blitz and a press release go out that will share the link to this fund. So people just click on the link and give immediately. So any amount they want. But the number here right now that the Howe Family Foundation and the Butler Family Community Foundation have challenged the community for $100,000. I think we're going to be surprised how fast people join in. So I hope people think about it and know that this is truly going to make a difference for a community in a very challenging time. And it was nice to let the residents be able to interact a little bit more than what they're doing right now and enjoy their lives a little bit more than what they possibly are right now. So,
Becky, you think you'd like to add?
I just wanted to say this dry hydrogen system, although, of course, the coronavirus is on our mind right now, and they have done some research to see that it does mitigate that coronavirus. But at Middle Ark each year, the seasonal flu is very harmful and could potentially be deadly for our residents. So this has far-reaching impact even after hopefully we'll get the COVID-19 vaccine and you know, sometime in this next year, we'll in a better position with that. But just this system helps with mold and insect and odors and virus and bacteria. And so we're really excited at the prospect of being able to add this extra layer of protection, at Metal.
Well,
that's really pleased to partner with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation and helping us with this.
And thanks to the Howe Family Foundation and also the Butler family as well for their contributions, because that's a big key to get those, especially those two, you know, key contributions launched the program for you. Good luck with that.
Yes, thank you. Yes, those matching dollars, you know, what a boost and a inspiring thing here at the end of the year. A great gift for Metal Ark.
Well, Becky, thank you very much for joining us. Becky Fitzgerald is with Metal Ark Hills. And anything else you want to chat about with the GMCF before we get into talking to our bird boy?
No, we've got a full show here, so let's get on with it.
Thank you, everyone. Doesn't
include you and me.
Thanks, Becky.
It's the GMCF Community Hour on News Radio KMAN, heard on Mondays. At the 10 o'clock hour, we have a special edition for the remainder of the hour of one of Manhattan's great people.